Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Who are the top prospects to stash right now? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, April 22nd. I am Frank Sanfel, joined by Chris Towers. Let's start with the top 5 prospects to stash. And number 1, Matt Mervis. He's doing Matt Mervis things. He crushed his 4th home run of the season on Thursday night. He's got more walks than strikeouts so far this season. Chris, I just don't know how much the Cubs need to see from Eric Hosmer before they pull the plug and call up MASH Mervis.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Mervis has now played 75 games at AAA. He is he's a little older, 25 years old, just turned 25 5 days ago. Happy birthday, Matthew. He's hit 19 home runs with 39 walks, 50 strikeouts in those 75 games. He's hitting .291 with a .960 OPS. That was actually before he homered on Thursday, so that'll be even higher. Yeah, I don't know. The Cubs are getting almost nothing from Trey Mancini and Eric Hosmer. Hosmer is very much not an everyday player at this point in his career. I think he's barely a major leaguer, frankly, at this point in his career. So this is one, you know, we've seemingly got like one big prospect call up every week, and Mervis seems like a pretty good bet to be the next one.
Or it could be this next name, Brandon Pfaadt, because Madison Bumgarner was DFA'd by the Diamondbacks. Pfaadt went out on Thursday night, had his best start of the season, 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. He's 42% rostered, so still widely available. The only issue here, Chris, is earlier on Thursday, the Diamondbacks announced that Tommy Henry was being called up and that he would start in Mad Bum's place the next time, you know, Bumgarner was supposed to pitch. So I don't know. Do you think Brandon Pfaadt has now forced their hand with this amazing start on Thursday?
Yeah, you know, you said or Brandon Pfaadt, and my response is, ¿por qué no los dos? Why don't we have both? I would love to see both of them get called up. I'm a little more skeptical on Pfaadt than a lot of the fantasy industry seems to be. You know, from what I understand, this stuff is not like overpowering, and it's more like an advanced command control type of profile, but like he had 218 strikeouts and 163 innings in the minors last season. He had a sub-1 whip pitching in the PCL, which is incredibly difficult to do if you know anything about that league. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think like a Tyler Mahle-type pitcher, mid-3 ZRA, a lot of strikeouts could be the outcome that we see for Brandon Pfaadt.
Mm-hmm. And a question I keep getting, Chris, is Mason Miller or Brandon Pfaadt? Which one are you going with?
Well, Brandon Pfaadt threw 163 innings last season. Mason Miller has thrown 44, I believe, since being drafted in 2021. So I really like Mason Miller. He looks, I mean, we've gotten the Spencer Strider comp. His stuff, the stuff plus metric that's on Fangraphs that Eno Saris helped develop, I think so far he is behind only Jacob deGrom and Shohei Ohtani. Among major league starting pitchers, it's one start, but it's a stat that tends to stabilize very quickly. The problem is he might not even throw 100 innings this season. So I wouldn't drop Mason Miller to pick up Brandon Pfaadt, but if both were available, I think I would prioritize Pfaadt.
I would prioritize Fott as well. It's the innings and the team context. The Diamondbacks are just going to be much better than the Oakland A's as well. Next up, we have Sal Frelick, who could have gotten an opportunity with Garrett Mitchell going on the IL with a shoulder injury. The problem is that Frelick is now dealing with a thumb injury, so maybe he's delayed a little bit, but you know, once he heals up, Chris, I think we could see Frelick with the Brewers.
Yeah, sounds like it's not a super serious injury, and this is a very, very contact forward profile. There's a little bit of pop there. You know, maybe, you know, he can get to 10, 15 home runs, but he's played 61 games at AAA so far in his career. He's 23 years old, so he's not old for the level at all. He's hit 335 with 22 strikeouts and 280 plate appearances. So yeah, this is a type of player who, if he gets the call, could make a big impact in batting average, certainly, and potentially stolen bases as well. Think what Nico Horner has done so far this season. Think of what Stephen Kwan did last year. That kind of potential is there.
And the last name that I want to mention is Tanner Bibee, who is with the Cleveland Guardians. They recently optioned Hunter Gaddis back to AAA, and they're going to need someone to fill that spot. Theoretically, they could, you know, call Hunter Gaddis back up, but Bibee has looked amazing, you know, dating back to last season. So once Brandon Fott gets called back up, I think that's the next pitcher that we're going to be focusing on, Chris.
Yeah, Bibee has had some control issues early on at AAA this season, but that's never really been an issue for him before. He is 24. He hasn't thrown a ton of innings, so it's one of those situations where it's like, how do you balance getting him ready with, you know, whether he's already ready now? But yeah, it's an interesting skill set. 11.3 Ks per nine last season in his first full season as a professional. I think there's a lot to like there.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.